Hello, and welcome to Open Source Sex. My name is Violet Blue, and if you want to find out more about me, please visit my website, tinynibbles.com, or follow me on Twitter at Violet Blue. I've been a sex educator for many years, and I spend my extra time volunteering to do sex ed crisis counseling. This means I get a lot of sex questions. This is an episode of Sex Answers. Tonight's topics include how to please an uncut penis, a woman who wants her lover to change his oral sex techniques, women liking pornography, and a question from a woman whose boyfriend wants her to be a dominatrix in the bedroom. All of these questions were from self-identified heterosexual women, but all genders and orientations are going to learn something strange and new about sex in this episode, I promise. The first question is about a great American mystery, what to do with an uncut cock. Dear Violet, here's something I've asked all my friends and the internet is useless. I just started dating a guy who's uncircumcised. It doesn't bother me, but I feel like I just don't know what to do. It's so different. I'm worried I'm going to hurt him. When I ask the internet about oral sex and uncut men, all I get is porn. So far, I think I'm doing everything okay. No complaints. But I really feel like I'm in the dark here. Do you have any advice? Dear delightful reader, I've been lecturing about oral sex and pleasure physiology to students at UCSF for more years than I care to admit. And twice a year, every time I give the his and hers presentation, I get questions about uncircumcised penises. Every time. Even though I now include a section on playing with the uncut man, there doesn't seem to be enough information out there about how to please a guy who has his foreskin intact. Which seems a little odd when you consider that most of Europe and other continents do not traditionally circumcise their male infants. You'd think there would be a wealth of basic info on fun with foreskins. Well, maybe it's time for an iPhone app? Right. Anyway, joking aside, a cigar is still a cigar, but a penis with a foreskin is a slightly different kind of joystick, and it does require a slightly different approach. Most sex educators will tell you to have him show you how he masturbates, yay, a show, so that you can see how he likes to be touched to orgasm, and also how he uses his foreskin, or not. In many cases, the uncut guy has cultivated his masturbation techniques around using the foreskin almost like the skin itself is lubricant, where the wetsuit is rubbed like a skin-tight jacket over the sensitive head of the penis to provide friction along with his hand. The important thing to remember is that the head of the penis is sensitive, more so than with a circumcised guy. Like the clitoris, it can feel almost too intense if it's manhandled, i.e. rubbed or gripped, before he's fully aroused. Many uncut men's penises will eventually look like just like a circumcised guy when he's all the way hard, because the foreskin has fully retracted to accommodate the whole erection. But that head is still wonderfully sensitive. He'll respond pleasurably to every touch you give him, and feel it more intensely in a really good way. As for cleanliness and foreskins, it helps to know that men who are not circumcised, especially in our American pro-circumcision culture, are typically fastidious about keeping their little guy clean. Many uncut men worry about grossing out American women and take extra care to keep everything pristine. Remember, like us ladies in our lady bits with all of our extra skin and moisture, these guys grew up not wanting to be embarrassed about being dirty down there, and they know how to keep it clean and nice under the hood. So when going down, if you have any concern about cleanliness, you can suggest that you both take a shower or bath together before, to relax, and also to settle your concerns about what you might encounter. Those who are used to foreskins are not bothered. But if you're unsure, you can even soap him up yourself and begin fellatio in the shower, where everything is clean and you know it, just to see if you'll like it. In general, you'll want to use your hands to play with him as you tease your way into starting fellatio, and while doing this, experiment with pulling his foreskin back to expose the head. Many men with foreskins really like this particular sensation of having the skin slid back. It can be quite erotica to have someone else do it for them for a change. With the head exposed, you then do your usual fellatio techniques. Adding lubricant to any sexual encounter makes any sexual encounter about 1,000 times more pleasurable, and when playing with guys who have their foreskins intact, it can be explosive. Lube can also ease the sensitivity on the head when you're getting him off by hand. Now, you didn't say anything about safer sex and uncut men, but I do want to mention that when I worked at a sex toy store, uncut guys love to use condoms with a pouch at the end. These are condoms that are wider at the end than at the base. They said that condoms such as this InSpiral and Pleasure Plus felt so much better than regular condoms. Now, they didn't get too specific as to why, and I didn't ask, but it's worth knowing. Enjoy your uncut man. They're rare and usually precious lovers, at least here in America. They know they're not like the other boys, and they're typically very happy to talk about sex, and more often than not, that's a really good thing. Our next question is from a woman who wants to change her guy's cunnilingus technique. Dear Violet, here's one for you. I don't like how my boyfriend goes down on me. We have been together for 3 years, and I think it might be too late to change him, and I don't want to hurt his feelings. Still, I am tired of waiting for it to be over. He satisfies me in many other ways, so our sex life is not bad. It's just that I'm so frustrated. Is there anything I can do? Dear delightful reader, don't fret. Your frustration is understandable, and your situation is not uncommon. Many women find that for whatever reason, a particular sex act with a long-term partner needs to change. I don't know if it was something that worked well for you before, but now you need a change-up, or if it's something that has always been unsatisfying and you let it slide because everything else was fine. Either way, don't worry, because there are many solutions. Also, don't feel guilty. Lots of women find that over time, they eventually need a particular sex act to change. Lots of men do, too. And it's not that women are a mystery or that our sex drive is unreliable. It's that the way we react to technique combinations changes. Dialing the same number every time is fine if you're making a phone call, but the exact same combination every time in sex is going to lead to unnecessary change. So with that, you can approach this from a variation is the spice of life perspective. You're worried about hurting his feelings, and you're good to be cautious about this. Men can be very sensitive about sexual criticism, often far more than they let on. But you're not trying to tell him he's no good. Oh no. You're going to communicate that it would be fun for both of you if together you could experiment with new techniques. You'll need to do two things. One, research oral sex techniques, particularly cunnilingus, and compare these techniques to what you know brings you reliably to orgasm when you do it yourself, as in when you masturbate. This way, if you get the chance, you'll know exactly what to ask him to do. There's nothing worse than telling someone you need them to do something differently and then actually have no idea what to tell them to do as the solution. Next, decide how you want to bring it up. If you want this change to happen, the fact is that you're going to have to be the one to start the discussion. It may sound daunting, but I'll bet you'll be surprised at how receptive he'll be to hearing how he can make you even happier in bed. Generally, guys who love to lick want to please. Bringing it up can happen in a few different ways, which depend on the kind of sexual communication you two already have. If you seldom talk about sex, you can use a third party as an excuse to talk about it. For instance, an oral sex scene in a movie can be a good reason to bring it up. Or you could say a friend told you about this book that she read that had this in it. Or you can mention that you saw something online that makes you wonder if he's interested in this, or mentioned this crazy technique, and then you can start the conversation from there. Or, if you're lucky enough that you already talk about sex in your relationship, the next time you do talk about sex, tell him you think it would be fun if you both tried out new oral sex techniques on each other, making it a mutual change-up. You can lead by trying things on him and asking him what he'd like to have you try on him. For instance, would you like me to try this? Then it's his turn to experiment on you, and you can guide him into new techniques from there. Basically, you're trading a question for a question. Another way might be to actually stop him when he's going down on you and simply ask if he can try it to the left right now, or that you'd like to see him try technique A. Like, as in, I'd like to see you try fluttering your tongue, or I'd like to see you try licking the alphabet, or going left to right but really hard in the middle. Men understand if a particular spot needs a little more or less attention. They have the same things happen to them. Give him lots and lots of encouragement as you go along, though be sure not to encourage things that you dislike. This might be what got you where you are right now. And I'm thinking in my head while I say that, you know, sometimes when a woman fakes orgasm, it can encourage their lovers to do something that doesn't necessarily work. So make sure that you give the right oohs and ahs at the moments that you actually mean to give them. Gradually, the new techniques you like will find their place in the regular rotation of his oral sex techniques, and you can encourage your favorite onto the top playlist. It won't happen overnight, but then again, the journey may be much more fun than the destination. Our next question is from a girl who wants to know if it's true what they say about women not being allowed by our culture to watch porn. This was a question from one of my guest appearances on Dan Savage's Savage Love column. Dear Violet, ever since I started following all the news about women watching porn and porn made for women, I have to wonder why we women don't get the same privileges that men do to watch porn. It seems like guys get a free pass to have this whole other sex life, and while I don't think it's true what they say about women not liking sexy pictures, I have to wonder why. Why don't we have this other kind of sex life, too? And if we could, and it was as socially acceptable as it is for guys, I mean, look at American Pie, then what would it look like? What if they made American Pie with women in the lead roles? Part of me hopes that it would freak guys out as much as their porn bothers us. I'm also tired of people saying that we don't like porn or have freer sex lives like men because we're complicated. This seems like a cop-out. So, why? Dear delightful reader, you're not the only woman asking this question right now. We're actually in the middle of a porn for women revolution as millions, yes, millions, of women are loudly, even proudly proclaiming their interest in porn. It's not breaking news anymore, either. Stats back from 2007 show that 1 in 3 consumers of internet porn are female, according to Nielsen Net Ratings, and over 9 million American women accessed adult sites in September 2007, which is a long time ago. So, what's interesting isn't just the amount of women into porn, it's that they're doing exactly what you suggest. It's part of their own private sex lives that are mostly external to their relationships. They're using porn as reliably as their favorite vibrators. What's been missing is that free pass, that's the encouragement, for women to do so, though that isn't stopping any of us. Guys are encouraged to have this other sex life with porn. It seems as normal and healthy. Women have always been expected to share theirs with their partners. Despite the numbers, our culture is having a hard time admitting that women like porn. Anti-porn feminists conveniently ignore the female viewer. The only people, besides Oprah, acknowledging the female viewer and realizing that it's on its way to becoming all women, are the anti-porn Christians who see it and female masturbation as a disease they can cure or as a harmful addiction. This looks to me like the same rhetoric that was used to keep the women's lib movement down. In reaction, pro-porn women around the world have been taking back the right to look, as seen in everything from the female gaze porn film contest in Australia, to the feminist porn awards that happen annually in Canada, to the pro-porn for women movement at ourpornourselves.org. With a critical eye and a love for having a satisfying sex life that includes porn, thousands of women are talking about how this plays out in their relationships and sex lives. These outlets are opening up ways for women to talk about porn, ask questions, and compare notes in ways that we've never really been allowed to. Women are talking about liking all kinds of porn, even stuff that goes too far for some men. Even when the women disagree about what is offensive, such as particular sex acts, like facial ejaculation, it's acknowledged as different strokes for different lady folks. They often find themselves liking certain kinds of porn they are told that they should not like, and that it's seen as part of life's rich sexual buffet, not a problem that needs to be cured or eliminated. What's new now is that women are making each other feel comfortable about their newfound access to porn, creating space for private sexual exploration, and it's all thanks to the internet and social media. We're just seeing the beginning of this, so we have yet to see what will happen now that women are openly having their desire to watch sex and jack off to it validated the same way guys do. It's highly likely that there will be porn that really only women like, excluding men from material for which we ladies have a free license to wank. If we're speaking strictly heterosexual, it's certainly true that straight women love gay male porn, and orientation may be the thing that keeps your boyfriend from stealing your copy of Shaving Ryan's Privates when you're at work, or keep copying your Sean Cody downloads. This site is very popular for straight women, so I have to mention it. Now, as for how it plays in relationships, I think it's perfectly fine to store his penthouses with your copies of Studley Inches magazine in the bedside drawer. The next question is from a woman whose boyfriend wants to be submissive to her domination, and she wants to try being in charge of him, but doesn't know what to do. Dear Violet, I started dating this guy. He's super sweet, and I really like him. About a month ago, though, he gave me his list of slightly offbeat sexual desires. Some of these include his wanting to be submissive. I'm perfectly fine with this, and am extremely open to try whatever he likes. My issue is this. I cannot easily work up the will to be the dominating, confident lady he wants me to be in bed. I'm a pretty rebellious and bold girl in everyday life. I want to be the sexy mistress that he wants, but I get nervous that I won't do it right or something. I tend to clam up because I don't feel comfortable yet, as I am not fully knowledgeable in this area. I'm pretty unaware of different common dom-sub activities, aside from things like spanking. Do you have any ideas of different activities that my new beau and myself could partake in? Do you have any ideas for easing into a new fetish? Any links, advice, etc. would be helpful. Dear delightful reader, I recently heard this question from a friend on the flip side. A male friend told me his girlfriend asked him to be dominant to fulfill her sexual fantasy, and he confessed to me that he was up for it, but had no idea where to start. Or how to start. or what to do once he got started, then what to do to finish it. Like you, his lover handed off the topic of the sexual fantasy, leaving him to try and figure out just what the hell to do next. Get a rubber outfit? Buy a whip? Read 20 books on tying knots? It's a big, big world of BDSM, and there are so many things that you can do, it's easy to feel absolutely confused as to where to even start. But I can solve two of your problems with one solution. Tell him you understand he wants you to top him, but that you need to know what he means, or what he's hoping for when it happens. Getting concrete details out of him about what he wants to have happen to him, and how he wants you to behave, will not only tell you where to start and what to do, but will clue you in on how to plan the scenario and give you the purpose you need to pull it off. What do dominants do, anyway? They restrain, punish, and demand deeds such as house cleaning and body worship. They also show affection, which can relax a lover into trust and surrender, and mixes nicely with power play. Doms keep the communication going, even if it seems one way. It's important to stay connected and get your lover excited by leading them into your world. It's also important to maintain touch, whether it's caresses or a firm hold. After all, this is a sensual experience. And doms know to establish mood and atmosphere with clothing, candlelight, music, appropriate props, fetish items, or other items that establish the play space. You can let him see your toys beforehand to work up some anticipation, and add devious toys you may not even use. And be sure to have snacks and refreshments ready for afterward when you're all spent and rosy-cheeked smiles. So find out who he wants you to be. A mistress? A jail warden? A mean schoolteacher? And how he wants it. Does he want to be punished for being bad? Or does he want the sensation of physical restraint but no humiliation or shame? You need specifics about what he wants and what he does not want. Sometimes it can be hard to explain. Feel free to sit down together in front of a computer, go to an online BDSM sex shop like Stockroom.com, and play the yes, no, and maybe game with items you see as you browse the shop. So you can look at an item and both either write down yes, no, or maybe, indicating, yes, this is something I'm interested in, nope, definitely not interested in this, and maybe I might be interested in checking this out. Take notes to begin getting your ideas together, and ask him when you're not sure. If he says corsets, definitely, then definitely find out if you're the one wearing it, or if he is, after you've made him put it on. And if you're the one wearing it, then what does he see you doing while you're wearing it? Not to sound too cheesy, but I did write a book called The Ultimate Guide to Sexual Fantasy, and I also wrote a book called Fetish Sex. And both of these books include chapters that are specifically to help you navigate past your lover saying, I want to. If there's a bit of fetish involved, you'll especially find my book co-written with Thomas Roche, Fetish Sex, to be really useful. I also highly recommend getting ideas from erotica. Check out books like Rachel Kramer Bussell's Yes Ma'am, Erotic Stories of Male Submission, and her new book, Best Bondage Erotica, 2011. That's all for this episode of Open Source Sex Answers. If you like this, come check me out in other places. I share free sex stuff all over the web. I'm a best-selling sex author, an award-winning erotic editor, a blogger, a tech columnist for CBS Interactive on TechBroiler, and I've even been an occasional sex expert for Oprah. If you want to find out more about me, please visit my website, tinynobles.com, or check me out on Twitter at @violetblue. This podcast usually does a combination of nonfiction sex ed and erotica. The hot erotica stories that I read are from talented authors and are quite explicit. They're usually read with permission from the hottest new erotica books. You won't find these stories in iTunes, so if that's where you found this podcast, you'll want to check out the rest of my podcast. And if you want to listen to the rest of this podcast and get the hot erotica, just Google Open Source Sex. And thank you so much for listening to Open Source Sex tonight.